Is it too early to switch over your clothes? I don't know. One minute you're eyeing that cable knit sweater, the next it's 70 degrees out. Same goes for that batch of soup you made on Friday when it was so chilly out. Then you had to freeze it because it got hot and muggy. Early fall is funny that way. But I don't really mind all that much. Heck, I'll take every scrap of warm weather I can get. Charlie and me walk scamp around 6 every morning, but since the days are shorter now, it's dark then. That means we have to don our reflective vests, and Charlie brings what we call the poop light. That's a little flashlight to shine on scamp as he's doing his business, so I can see good enough to scoop it up in my plastic bag after. You know, being a good citizen. Gotta admit, it's pretty funny. Scamp will be going number 2 in private. Then he's caught in the glare of the spotlight. Kinda like one of them prison break movies. Gotcha. One of the best parts of these early morning rambles is watching the sunrise. I see it nearly every day, but I still find it pretty amazing. The landscape all in silhouette against the pink streaked sky. Oh, beautiful. We haven't had a hard frost yet, so gardens are still full of late summer blooms, with a few potted mums thrown in for good measure. The trees are starting to show their fall colors, and a few have begun shedding their leaves. It's the season for apple cider donuts and pumpkin spice everything. Babe down to the Busy Bee come up with a new one this year. Apple caramel crunch donuts. Wow. I had to order one the other day, you know, for quality control. Oh my God. Picture this. Pumpkin spice coffee, an apple caramel crunch donut, and a side of bacon. Is that not the perfect fall meal? The donuts were fresh out of the oven and still a little warm and gooey. So much so, I had to eat mine with a fork. But when I sampled that first bite, I swear I heard angels singing, and they continued that chorus until my donut was gone and I'd scraped up every last bit of caramel crunch from my plate. One of my absolute favorite things about this time of year is the fact that even if the temps creep into the 70s during the day, it chills out at night so you can too. Charlie and me have been sleeping good too. Oh, what passes for it nowadays. Meaning we still get up 2 or 3 times a night to pee, but we go right back to sleep after. Or right back to snoring, in Charlie's case. Happy fall, everyone. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.